Sandy is in Knoxville. Hey, Sandy, how are you?
Hey, Dave. I'm good. How are you?
Better than I deserve. What's up?
I knew that was coming. I've been listening to for you for several years, and I keep going in the same circle in my life. I'm 45 years old. As a child, I thought we were poor because my parents lived well below their means, and they paid cash. I didn't find these things out until I was grown. So I wasn't taught the principles of living below my means. And ever since I've been making my own money and making my own way, I live above my means. And I'm 45 years old, and I cannot get this under control. I don't understand what I'm doing when I wasn't taught to do, wasn't taught to do either way.
Mm-hmm.
When I got up old enough to go to work, my dad's advice was, you know, don't live above your means. Mm-hmm. Don't spend more than you make. Mm-hmm. And then, but he never taught me the principles. However, I know them now. I'm 45 years old. But I'm still spending money that I don't have. And I'm getting back in debt little by little after being out of debt a couple of times. And it's scaring me because I don't want to keep going backwards and around in this circle.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't know how to break it.
Wow. Well, you're a pretty normal American, aren't you?
Yeah, and I don't like it. I want to be debt free. I want to be free.
So I kind of think I think you kind of have had a Dr. Phil moment. How's that working for you?
It's not.
It's not. And so I think you found the edge of how to break any behavior. Les Brown, the great motivator, says people only change their lives when they finally look in the mirror and say, that's it. I've had it. I'm not going to do this. I don't like it. I don't want to be fat anymore. I'm going to lose my weight. I don't want to be out of shape anymore. I'm going to get on an exercise program. I don't want to have a bad marriage anymore. I'm going to spend time on my relationships. I don't want to have kids act like this. I'm going to bust them. I don't want to, you know, I mean, you know, it's like my mother used to say when we were kids, if we did something wrong, she'd finally get enough and she'd say, the worm has turned.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as little kids, we didn't know what that meant, but we knew something was up and we knew it wasn't good.
And every other area of my life, I'm getting it together. I have lost some weight, and I'm working on my marriage relationship and my kid. I mean, everything else is working. I just can't get this one thing.
Well, I think it's a combination of two things as far as what helped me to do it, because I think that's why God makes me teach this every day, is because I'm just like you. My name is Dave, and I like stuff.
Uh-huh.
It was actually a combination of three things, and they're all three kind of two are at least emotions, and one's probably a spiritual condition. One thing was a level of disgust.
Yeah.
Where I just said, I've had it. I'm not doing this anymore. This is just stupid. It's not working for me. I'm going to change. And that's a level of disgust. The
yeah.
second one is a little bit of fear that
yeah.
if I keep doing this, I'm going to be retired and be broke. Or I'm going to live worse than that. I'm going to live my whole life right here on the edge and freaked out and stressed out and disgusted with myself, and I don't want to do that. So fear at a reasonable level is a good motivator.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one, like I said, is kind of a spiritual condition, if not an emotional statement. And that's the big one, as far as I'm concerned. And that is, in a culture that is sold things with more sophistication and more regularity than any group of people ever known to civilized man, we are sold that if we get this thing, we'll be happy. If we do that thing, we'll be sexy. If we drive that car, we'll be popular. We're sold, mm-hmm. sold all day long, rapid fire.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have that much marketing crammed down our throats, what it affects in our spiritual walk is our level of contentment.
Yeah.
And that's the last one, is contentment. And so one of the things I did is I quit going to places where I was tempted to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
For years, I would not go to Sam's.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't like the mall.
I just left Walmart, and when I was waiting on Hope for you, I just started crying because
yeah.
I did it again.
Yeah. I just don't go to those kinds of things because I didn't for years. And, you know, it's kind of like if you're drunk, you can't go to a bar.
Right.
And so if you go wandering through these places without a specific plan of this is all I'm going for, this is all I'm going to buy, and I'm going to leave with that, and that is a victory.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go in a bar. We're not going to get drunk. We're going to eat French fries and leave. You know, potato skins, and we're leaving or whatever. Then, you know, you got to start going, I'm going to stay away from these things. Now, years later, I've been practicing this stuff, and you know, you won't see me wandering aimlessly through the mall. You might see me doing that at Sam's or Costco, but I don't impulse at those places. And I can buy anything in there I want now. And now I just don't care because I kind of got it out of my system. But the word you're looking for, and I would pray for it, is contentment.